One day left until the election, and both presidential candidates are making their final pitches to the voters, particularly in the battleground states.
Both presidential candidates closing out their campaigns in swing states. Democrat Kamala Harris made four stops in Michigan Sunday, using the opportunity to address the significant Arab American population, vowing to end the war in Gaza.
We need to end the war, and we need to get the hostages out. And as president of the United States, I will do everything in my power to achieve that end and a two-state solution.
Republican Donald Trump hit three swing states Sunday. In Pennsylvania, he disparaged the election and continued to deny the results of 2020, telling supporters he shouldn't have left the White House.
I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well.
About 77 million Americans voted early, along with Vice President Harris, who says she mailed hers in. Former President Trump says he'll vote on Election Day in Florida. I'm Julie Walker.
I mean, wait a minute. That doesn't bother anybody? Should Trump have stayed in the White House? We did so well. Well, that's your subjective view. The American voters voted you out of office. You lost the election. Should Donald Trump have just stubbornly stayed in office? That's kind of a fear that I have and a lot of Americans have, that when his term is over, he's not going to want to leave. I mean, he'll be dragged physically, kicking and screaming and whining and crying like a baby if they have to do that. I mean, he'll be dragged out of the White House if it gets to that point. But he thinks he should not have even left, even though he lost the election? Speaking at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina, former President Donald Trump, discussing a booster return after a space mission, said that he was careful explaining how it was grabbed, a reference to his Access Hollywood comments about grabbing women.
And those two big arms, you saw the arms, they grab that thing like you grab your beautiful baby. See, I'd fight much better. Years ago, I would have said something else, but I've learned. You have to learn.
Again, what did anybody tell their kids if they had questions about Donald Trump mocking oral sex with a microphone? You know, you're so concerned about what the kids see. Oh, what are we going to tell our kids? What did you tell your kids about that? At a rally in Michigan today, J.D. Vance says that the Trump-Vance ticket will put Americans first.
We have been left behind. We have been ignored. We have been neglected. We have had a generation of American leaders who have shipped American jobs overseas and brought in millions upon millions of illegal aliens. Well, in just tomorrow. Tomorrow, that is going to stop, because when we bring Donald J. Trump back to the White House, we're going to put our citizens first.
In Wisconsin, vice presidential nominee Tim Walz talked to voters about bringing down the price of food.
When fruit prices were cheaper, what were you getting for a bushel of corn? And they'd say, about $4.10 a bushel. And I said, now that food prices are up, what are you getting for a bushel of corn? About $4.10. That's not where they're taking it. That's not where the money's going to their farmers. What we know is you're paying more for that. They're not getting any more for it. But the phenomenon we've seen is corporate profits are at an all-time high. And that's when we talk price gouging.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live.
In the opening sketch of Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris talks to herself in a mirror with the real Harris talking back. Harris had a campaign stop in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday and was heading to Detroit when aides said she would make an unscheduled stop in New York. Harris left immediately after the segment and told reporters it was fun. When asked if former President Donald Trump had been invited to appear on SNL, senior advisor Jason Miller said, "I don't know, probably not." Trump had hosted SNL in 2015. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Louisiana's new majority black congressional district is going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court says it will take up a new redistricting case involving Louisiana's congressional map with two mostly black districts. But the court won't hear arguments until early next year, and the 2024 elections are proceeding under the challenged map. The state's Republican-dominated legislature drew a new congressional map in 2022 to account for population shifts reflected in the 2020 census. But the changes effectively maintained the status quo of five Republican-leaning majority white districts and one Democratic-leaning majority black district in a state that is about one-third black. I'm Norman Hall.